Part 2. Thinking like a strategist. To think like a strategist is to see possibilities that can be shaped into situations that are desirable. You have to be able to notice what's happening around you. You should be able to notice historic trends that open up new opportunities, and you need to be able to play a kind of multidimensional chess, imagining several moves ahead what your next move should be now. Events in the real world have many causes. They have so many causes, linked in so many weird and wonderful ways, that people describe the world as complex and chaotic. There is so much uncertainty, they say, that there is no point making plans or trying to accomplish anything much beyond today. Skilled strategists accept that the world is complex, but they still figure out what to do now to shape events. They do not pretend that they have all the answers, unless, of course, it's helpful to their strategy to pretend. They just look for patterns and then creatively design actions now to shape the future then. Part of this creative process is instinctive. It is subconscious, relying on natural ability to see and interpret patterns. Yet instinct can also be developed, and natural talent can be improved upon. You can become better at noticing, you can have insights that lead to new opportunities, and you can get much better at bringing a team together to create ideas and make those ideas happen. Every page of the strategy book is about thinking and acting like a strategist. The next subtopics are about particular aspects of this strategic thinking ability. Part 2 is about learning how reacting is as important as planning. You will gain insights into the value of taking risks that jump the uncertainty gap. You will start to look over your shoulder and look for where the grass is greener. The Strategist Toolkit has been especially devised to help you think like a strategist. Each tool can be used in a creative or less creative way as you develop your strategic thinking skills. Even the most well-known of the tools, SWOT, can be used to create remarkable insights into how to find sources of new value that your organisation can deliver. Take a look at Porter's 5 forces and really think about what those forces mean for your company. Examine Bergamon's strategic forces to see how your marketing company fit into the rule-keeping and rule-changing continuum. Try out Stace's uncertainty and agreement model to discover whether your company is edging towards chaos or stuck in complacency. And look at Mintzberg's distinctions between emergent, planned and realised strategy. The skilled strategist knows that strategy is much more than the plan. You will learn to recognise the bigger picture and start to be able to shape situations through actions now. You will start to think like a strategist. And there's power in that.